Good morning. Thank you for calling our Style Fiber. My name is Franmi. May I ask, what I have the pleasure to speak with?
Hi, I'm Melissa Pullen. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Melissa?
I'm good, thank you.
Good to hear. How can I help you today?
So I'm calling. Yesterday, they came out and ran the lines. We live in Warwick, New York. Last week, they came out a couple weeks ago and ran the lines. The project manager was Will. I don't know his last name. Yesterday they were supposed to come and do the inside of the house. So the guy showed up and said that the line wasn't long enough and that he couldn't do it. So I called yesterday and spoke to someone else, not you, and they were going to find out what was going on and call me back by the end of the day, and I did not hear back. And then yesterday afternoon, we got a message that someone was on their way to, from the internet provider, and no one ever showed up.
Oh wow. Okay, I do apologize for that, Melissa. Can you spell the last name of the account so I can pull it up?
Yeah, it's P as in Paul, ULLEN as in Nancy.
Is the account under your name? As
It's under
Melissa?
Jeremy. It's under Jeremy, Jeremy.
Okay.
That's my husband. Sorry. I was supposed to tell
Okay, I see.
you
Thank you. It's
Okay.
okay. I see. Okay, I pull up an account. Can you confirm the address of service for me, please?
Yeah, it's 1573 State Route 17A, and that's in Warwick.
Do you know the email address that we have for you guys on file?
Yeah, it's I think it should be jeremy.pullen77@gmail.com.
Correct. Thank you so much. Let me see. No. Okay. So it says that you so has the underground installation, was that completed? Do you know?
So, my husband's right here. He can probably explain it better than I mean, it, one second.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Mr. Bolin. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. My name is Franmi. I'll be assisting you on the account. So the account says that there is no it needs to be underground installation. Have they done any of that outside? Do you have any digging or any
Yeah,
proper?
so the company that I guess you guys have contracted with to do the underground line running from the road all the way up to the house. I'm trying to remember what the name of that company is. It might be,
The truck is white.
yeah, truck was white, but Broderick, is it Broderick or?
I don't have that name. I don't know
Oh,
their
you
name,
don't?
but I know it's a third. I know
Okay.
it's a third party that our Style Fiber
Yeah.
and WBT hires for
Okay.
that.
Yeah. So I know that'd be probably, it'd be pretty easy to, for you guys to figure out. But so they were here. Yes. They ran the line underground from the road all the way up to the house, installed it into a green underground junction box, and then ran the conduit from the underground junction box over to the house. But didn't, and then so apparently whatever line they left wasn't, so this is according to your technician yesterday. Oh.
Will. And I see that there was two technicians there yesterday, Will and Angel.
Okay. Yeah. So Will was, yeah, Will was the guy. So a guy from the company just pulled up, that did the undergrounds, running the line. So, can I get you to hang on for just a minute?
Oh, yes. You're okay.
Okay. Here, I'll pass you back over to my wife, and if you can just hang on for a minute.
Okay, no worries.
Hi. Sorry, we're wondering if maybe he's here to fix the issue.
Hi, no, it's okay. So there's somebody there now?
Well, he's in the driveway. I'm not sure. Yeah, this is the company that ran the underground. So my husband's running out to try to catch him. So the guy that showed up yesterday said that the line wasn't long enough. And there wasn't a box at the house. These guys had thought that he installed the box at the house. But regardless, he said that the line wasn't long enough and the box wasn't installed, and so he couldn't do what he needed to do. So he left. And then we got a text a few hours later from Angel saying he was on his way and no one ever showed up. Or called or anything, which is a little, you know.
Okay, that is, yes. And he Angel did the same. He did the same message as well. But I don't know how he would have known if he didn't go in.
I know. Yeah, he probably never came, and we were home during that whole time. So.
I see. Let me ask.
We got a thing saying that he was on his way, and.
So let me see if I can get some answers for you guys, and I do apologize for all of this inconvenience. Let me see if they have somebody coming over.
Someone was supposed to, and I didn't hear back from her. So, I'm sorry, go ahead. So I hopefully just a lot of notes for you, and it doesn't have to be complicated.
No worries. Yes, I know what the issue, you know, I see that it hasn't been complete. It looks like it's an on the ground drop issue that they need to fix.
Yeah,
definitely. So all right, let me ask. So are those guys there now? Are they talking to your husband?
So my husband's talking to the guy. Yeah, my husband's talking to him.
Okay.
So.
All right. So let me see if I can get some answers on my end as well. Is it okay if I'm going to be pulled?
Absolutely. And maybe I'll have some on my end with him.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.